Hey, what's going down, everybody? It's your boy, Mr. Soul Effect, or Charlie for RB Soul Effect TV. This episode 44. This episode 44, I'm talking about the one that did Bobby Brown's 1988 iconic top-selling New Jack Swing album, Don't Be Cruel. When it comes to conversations of R&B, you best believe that Bobby Brown is always mentioned. We think about Bobby Brown, think about all the hits that he done achieve as a solo artist. You know, to this day, you know, people always talk about which album was better, Don't Be Cruel or the Bobby album. Kind of like the same way they do Michael Jackson's Off the Wall and Thriller, kind of like a debate. But anyway, you know, Don't Be Cruel definitely, you know, was on a different level because, you know, at the time when Bobby, you know, pretty much was reinventing himself, you know, he got with hit-making producers like Teddy Riley, L.A. and Babyface. And plus, you know, Bobby did a little co-writing, you know, on his album and stuff as well. But anyway, sonically, you know, Don't Be Cruel was on a higher level because, I mean, you know, hits like Don't Be Cruel, the self-titled, My Prerogative, Rhodey, Rock With You, Every Little Step. And there's one song, I wish it was a single and a video for it, a song called I'll Be Good To You. You know, another banger. But I don't know why that wasn't even out. You know, but that's a mystery. But anyway, Don't Be Cruel, you know, sold 14 million copies worldwide. And it was mentioned by Rolling Stone as one of the greatest albums of all time. And I thought that definitely was needed to be talked about. Because, you know, when Bobby Brown dropped Don't Be Cruel, you know, Bobby was able to show what he could do as a performer. You know, taking his dance moves to a whole different level. You know, he created a whole different type of swag that nobody ever saw before. Because if you think about it, the difference between King of Stage and Don't Be Cruel was like, you know, he was just now evolving into a solo artist. Because a lot of times when artists do go solo, it takes them a while to pretty much, you know, find who they are mentally and also as a performer. But by the time Don't Be Cruel was in the making, Bobby knew exactly what he needed to do and stuff, and he pretty much leveled up. And that's the only album from an R&B male, as far as I know, at that time, to be on tour for 3 years from 1988 all the way through 1991. You know, Don't Be Cruel definitely, you know, pretty much dominated that era. I mean, in the in-between, you know, that, you know, had that going on, he won a People's Choice Awards because of the album, a Grammy, 2 American Music Awards, a Soul Train Award. And I think I said a People's Choice Award. But anytime you win a People's Choice Award, that's like winning a Grammy. You know you made it when you win a People's Choice Award. And that's definitely huge. During that Don't Be Cruel run, you know, that took Bobby to new heights, you know, because at one point, you know, he was like the next Michael Jackson. And, you know, he definitely was on that level because, I mean, every time, you know, you see a live performance, everybody was hyped. I mean, you know, I mean, Bobby, the way he danced, seemed like he was floating in the air the way he danced. I mean, you know, it's like we think about, you know, R&B male dancers. You know, it was like, of course, like you think about Michael Jackson, you think about Usher and different people like that. But Bobby Brown, he saying like he definitely in the top 10 because, you know, sometimes dance moves were choreographed, and sometimes it was actually freestyle in a way. Because you got some artists, you know, they pretty much do the same dance moves as a routine and stuff or between videos and live performances. But half the time, Bobby Brown dance moves like freestyle. It's like you just never know what he's going to add to his performance and stuff. And when you do, you know it's on and stuff. But in my opinion, you know, Bobby album, Don't Be Cruel, definitely deserves to be the Grammy Hall of Fame. Only reason why I say that, though, because, you know, what that album brought to the table, nobody can match, in my opinion. You know, what he brought to the table and who he was, what he represent, you know, Bobby definitely has pretty much landed a great landmark. And you know, in my opinion, I think he deserves to win a Grammy Hall of Fame, especially what he brought to the table. Because anytime you have L.A. Babyface and Teddy Riley, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong at all, because you definitely got a hit. And, you know, Bobby could have went to any producers, but I'm glad that he chose LA Babyface to pretty much oversee the whole project. And that was a great move and stuff. Especially at that time, LA Babyface, they was pretty much start to make noise. And especially, you know, writing for different people at that time, like the Whispers and also certain artists too at that time, like Pebbles, you know, and things. But, you know, to me, Bobby Brown, LA Babyface was like Janet Jackson and Jimmy Jerry Terry Lewis, are like the Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones. It's pretty good. But, you know, I can remember back in the day when Norman Cook came out. It was like, no matter where you went at, MTV, BET, VH1 kept his videos in rotation. You know, and then, like, when it came to, like, live performances, you know, Bobby was killing it. I mean, you know, he just took it to a whole different level. Then he had, like, the remix album. And then in between, on top of that, you know, Bobby was making guest appearances on songs like Tender Lover with Babyface, She Ain't Worth It with Glenn Mandarios, and Stone Cold Gentleman with Ralph Transmet, you know, all, you know, top 5, top 10 R&B hits. And plus, you know, he scored like another pop hit, Voice That Care. I think the guy was named Dave Simpson or something like that. And it was like an all-star song, kind of like We Are the World, because he did a song with, you know, his label mate, Ralph Transmet. Then he had Will Smith. They had Luther Vandross and, you know, so many others. And at that time, Bobby, and even to this day, he's the only artist out of New Edition that's from Boston to win multiple awards. And I think he is the only male artist that got that, that got a lot. And last time I counted, I think it was like maybe a total of 12 or 13, if I believe. But Don't Be Cruel, you know, definitely, you know, was like, you know, pretty much by Michael Jackson, a Thriller, especially the impact of what it did at that particular time. And regardless, of Bobby's, you know, personal life, you know, you definitely cannot take away of what he accomplished on this earth, not just as a member of New Edition, but what he brought to the table as a solo artist. Because when you think about, of all the hit singles, I mean, he got like multiple number one R&B hits, two number one Hot 100, multiple top 10 Hot 100 hits, you know, a couple of multiple platinum and gold albums. I mean, you name it and stuff. I mean, he does. I mean, sold out arenas. I mean, Bobby did some things that, you know, half of these artists probably couldn't even do today. So you definitely got to put Bobby Brown, you know, in the top of all time when it comes to R&B male singers, of the impact what they brought to the table. So you got to put them up there with the Michael Jacksons, the Marvin Gayes, the Stevie Wonders, you know, who else, Freddie Jackson, so on and stuff. But on that note, like I said, Don't Be Cruel definitely deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as far as, you know, being honored. Don't Be Cruel definitely deserves to have a Grammy Hall of Fame. That's my opinion. So with that being said, it's your boy, Miss Soul Effect, with Charlie for R&B Soul Effect TV. Make sure you guys follow R&B Soul Effect TV on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And check out our podcast on Spotify. Peace.